your closet will scream so you without actually screaming. Stitch Fix, for women and men. We're so you.
Here's your KNDY updated weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Mainly sunny skies and calm this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 52. Winds out of the northwest, 20 to 25 miles per hour. Clear skies and quiet tonight. Lows dip down to about 25. Sunny skies and calm again tomorrow. Highs level off around 66. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 45.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. The war in Ukraine will increase food insecurity around the world, especially in countries heavily dependent on wheat imports from that country and Russia, and push food prices even higher, panelists on a global trade webinar said yesterday. Beth Bechtel, Deputy Director General of the UN's Food and Ag Organization in Rome, said if the conflict results in prolonged reduction in Ukrainian and Russian exports, it will further exacerbate food and fertilizer price increases, putting at risk the food security of many countries around the world. The FAO predicts that due to effects of the war, over 13 million more people could experience undernutrition over the next 4 years. She said that's on top of the 811 million people, or more than 10% of the global population, that FAO says are already chronically undernourished. Countries with already high levels of food insecurity like Afghanistan, Somalia, Sudan, and Yemen rely heavily or exclusively on imports for staples like wheat, corn, and cooking oil are much more vulnerable to these types of shocks, she says. The EPA denying 36 small refiner relief for requirements of the nation's biofuel mandate, but is providing other ways for most of the facilities to comply with the 2018 obligations under the renewable fuel standard. The news comes as the agency seeks to respond and adapt to court rulings that have added new factors to the process to determine whether or not an entity is eligible for a small refinery exemption under the renewable fuel standard. The 36 denials issued yesterday stem from a court decision that remanded the applications back to the agency. And Nebraska Senator Deb Fischer says that the Senate Ag Committee will hold a hearing on her bill, the Cattle Market Price Discovery and Transparency Act, Tuesday, April 26th at 9 a.m. Central Time. That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. A new report has found that Wichita law enforcement officers weren't adequately punished for joking about police violence and exchanging racist comments and images in a series of text messages. The Wichita Citizens Review Board released the 27-page report on Tuesday. It details officers sharing an image of a naked African-American male sitting on another African-American male behind a police vehicle. There were also negative references to Mexicans, Muslims, and gays, and officers joke about violence and share images of a Confederate flag. The issues were first uncovered by the Wichita Eagle. A large grass fire in the area near Carlson Road, north of Fancy Creek in northern Riley County, burned approximately 1,500 acres on Wednesday. That's according to the Riley County Fire District 1. Officials have not reported what started the fire. Gusty winds will remain in Kansas, resulting in another day of extreme fire danger. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Ag producers depend on Abilene Machine for high-quality ag replacement parts. In addition to tractor and combine parts, they carry planter, drill, and tillage parts. Need Coulter blade, soil saver mold boards, chisel plow points, or field cultivator sweeps? What about seed boots? Opener disc or tubes for your planter or drill? Abilene Machine has them for John Deere, Great Plains, Ty, Case IH, Kinsey, and New Holland. To view and order parts online, visit AbileneMachine.com.
When it comes to your 2022 seed decisions, don't step over the line. Buy new, professionally produced seed from authorized seed companies and dealers. The Seed Innovation and Protection Alliance membership of 100 companies invest 15% of their sales into product research and development that can take 7 to 16 years, with total costs ranging from $1 million to $140 million for new genetics and or traits. SEPA thanks farmers for buying new seed that not only maximizes yield potential, but also funds the next great seed innovations for U.S. farmers. To anonymously report a seed infringement, call 1-844-SEED. Tip.
A Topeka man was injured in a single vehicle crash that occurred Thursday afternoon in Lyon County. The crash was reported around 2:50 p.m. Thursday along U.S. 56 Highway about 3 miles northeast of Admire. A 2007 Ram ProMaster city van was eastbound in the 1700 block of U.S. 56 Highway when the vehicle entered the south ditch and struck a concrete culvert. The van then overturned onto its passenger side in a creek. Lyon County Sheriff's Deputy Eric Williams says the driver, identified as Ralph Fry, 80 of Topeka, fell asleep while driving the van. Five people were arrested as a result of a search executed Wednesday in the 3300 block of Southeast Fremont Street in Topeka. According to the Shawnee County Sheriff's Office, members of the Shawnee County Drug Enforcement Task Force found illegal guns and drugs, including over 100 grams of meth. Timothy Weaver, Courtney Richards, Elizabeth Kennard, Roy Husk IV, and Michelle Baker, all of Topeka, were arrested. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-America Network News.
You love farming through the good times and the bad, and you hope and pray your investments will pay off. Some of the risk factors you can control and others you cannot. That brings me to the importance of risk management. I'm Dave Savage with Blue Valley Insurance. With the right insurance plan, your farming operation will be protected against the loss affecting your crops, livestock, equipment, and property. Manage your risk with the help of Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Authorities say two people have died in a two-vehicle crash near Bennington, north of Omaha. Television station KETV reports the crash happened Thursday morning on Highway 36. The Douglas County Sheriff's Office says the crash closed a section of the highway for at least 2 hours. Officials have not released the names of those killed or given details on how the crash occurred. Shares of HP gained nearly 15% after Warren Buffett's company snapped up 11.5% of the company that makes printers and computers over the past week in another uncharacteristic investment for the billionaire in a tech company. Buffett started the year telling his shareholders that he was still having trouble finding anything at attractive prices to invest Berkshire's nearly $147 billion cash in, but he has since announced an $11.6 billion acquisition of the Allegheny Insurance conglomerate and bought more than $7 billion worth of Occidental Petroleum shares. I'm Trace Tall, Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Attention farmers and ranchers, don't miss the Oklahoma City Farm Show April 7th through the 9th at the OKC Fairgrounds Bennett Event Center. See the latest in farm and ranch equipment and services along with live cattle equipment demonstrations. Arrive early for free coffee and rolls and register to win $1,000 in show bucks sponsored by Great Plains Kubota. Test drive and enter to win a zero-turn Spartan mower. Show hours 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., 4 p.m. Saturday. Admission and parking are free. Visit OklahomaCityFarmShow.com.
Welcome back to Flip That Switch. It's our final round. Jessica, are you ready?
Born ready.
What has happened in every single state that has received over 5% of its electricity from renewable sources? Large increases or decreases in electric rates?
The sun is free, so is the wind, so electricity bills must go down.
Let's check the answer. Oh no, electric rates have increased dramatically, was the answer we were looking for. Please visit playflipthatswitch.com to get the real facts about how Kansas oil and gas are powering a brighter future for Kansans.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce DeYerking. Some 1,600 acres were reportedly involved in a grass fire out of control Wednesday that spread into the Fancy Creek area north of Randolph. Volunteer fire crews were on the scene for several hours containing the blaze, with no injuries or structures damaged. A couple of properties were evacuated as a precaution, with no injuries or structures damaged. Some recent grass fires have rekindled as a result of previous burns, with continued dry conditions prevailing across the region. That was the case also on Wednesday afternoon south of Marysville, as a section of U.S. 77 and the East River Road were closed for several hours. As smoke was so heavy, traffic had to be delayed. Marshall County Arts Cooperative hosting the Presidio Brass, concluding tonight a series of workshops and performances locally. The Friday evening event in Marysville at Venue 36, the former VFW Club 36, begins at 6:30 with a performance by the Marshall County Community Band. They'll perform a mix of traditional big band tunes and some newer music. At 7, local ballroom dancers will offer informal dance lessons, including 1940s favorites, the rumba, foxtrot, swing, and waltz. Presidio Brass and the big band will play from 7:30 until 10. People are encouraged to dress in period attire, something worn to a USO show during World War II, or should dress patriotic. Tickets are available for the event, $10 each. Veterans, active military, and spouses admitted free. However, they need to pick up a free ticket. They're available at CJ Express locations, Marysville and Frankfort, My Sister's Closet in Waterville, or the Galloway, Wiggers, and Brediger law offices in Marysville and Seneca. Easter egg hunt in Marysville is Saturday at 1 at City Park. Marysville Kiwanis hosts the annual event, as well as free kids' movies at the Astro Saturday beginning at 2 and 4:30. For the 62nd year, the Quality Beef Day Saturday at the Fairgrounds in Blue Rapids. Open to 4-H FFA and open class exhibitors. There will be youth and adult judging, no entry fees. Check-in begins at 7 a.m., judging contest at 9. Beef show starts at 10. For additional information, contact the Marshall County Extension Office. A pair of travel bloggers, Sarah Brors and Melody Pittman, visited Seneca, Marysville, and Washington this past week as part of a journey hosted by the Highway 36 Association. Their stops included a day-long visit in each county along the route. They've posted updates on social media and their website, whereverimayroam.com. The pair will be guests on our public affairs program this Saturday morning, airing at 7:10 on KNDY, as they discuss the visit further and the importance of encouraging tourism in rural areas.
We think it's huge. It's huge. How many people do you have coming into your community? I live in rural America. Mm-hmm. Reality is people are not flocking to visit rural America. Mm-hmm. As much as we'd like to think they are, they're not. What we do is we influence people and we encourage them to visit. Mm-hmm. I have a private message on Travel with Sarah Facebook page this morning. Someone in Dodge City would like me to come stay at their property. Mm. Well, Dodge City's not on this trip, but I'm making note.
So your next trip.
But they're making note. They're making note that we're in your state. Mm-hmm. We're in Kansas. And like we said before, it's not uncommon where some people will invite us into their home for pie.
Joseph F. Joe Cleekin, age 93, of Hanover, passed away Tuesday. Funeral mass Saturday, 10 a.m. at St. John's Catholic Church in Hanover. Burial in the church cemetery. Rosary Friday evening at 7 at the church. Visitation Friday, 11 to 4:30 at the Hanover Mortuary, in charge of arrangements for Joe Cleekin. Zoe Parrish Tart, age 57, of Wymore, passed away February 3rd. A celebration of life service is planned Saturday, 10:30 at the Wymore Community Center, with the Harmon Wright Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Zoe Tart. Randy L. Bottisher, age 65, of rural Bern, passed away March 31st. A celebration of life gathered Saturday, 11 a.m. at the Bern Community Building, with the Weary Mortuary of Pawnee City in charge of arrangements for Randy Bottisher. Gregory C. Greg Knowles, age 58, of Summerfield, passed away Wednesday. A graveside service is planned Saturday, 2 p.m. at the Richland Center Cemetery, southwest of Summerfield, with the Axe to Landreth Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Greg Knowles. Virginia F. Jean White, age 73, of Blue Rapids, passed away Tuesday. Funeral service Saturday at 2, with visitation 11 to 2, at the Christy Anders Funeral Home of Waterville, in charge of arrangements for Jean White. LaDonna K. Horncole, age 67, of Palmer, passed away Wednesday. Funeral service Monday, 10 a.m. at St. John's Lutheran Church, Palmer. Burial in the church cemetery. Visitation Sunday, 4 until 7, at the Ward Funeral Home in Lynn, in charge of arrangements for LaDonna Horncole. William F. Bill Warren, age 90, of Wymore, passed away Tuesday. Memorial service Monday, 10:30, at the Blue Springs United Methodist Church. Interment in Wymore Cemetery. Laughlin Hovett Funeral Home of Wymore in charge of arrangements for Bill Warren.
With United Bank and Trust online banking, you have access to your hometown bank 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year at ubankonline.com. You can view account balances, access statements, and transfer money between your UBT accounts. You can also view account activity, pay bills, and even make loan payments without being limited by banking hours. Simply visit ubankonline.com to learn more. Online banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. A red flag warning will be in effect from early this afternoon until early this evening. Staying a bit cooler today before a big warm-up throughout the weekend. We can expect lots of sunshine throughout the region and our highs in the mid to upper 40s throughout Iowa, the upper 40s and lower 60s throughout Nebraska, the upper 50s and lower 60s throughout Kansas, and the mid to upper 40s throughout Missouri. Clear skies, but staying much cooler overnight tonight with our lows in the mid 20s throughout Iowa, the mid 20s and lower 30s throughout Nebraska, the upper 20s and lower 30s throughout Kansas, and the upper 20s and lower 30s throughout Missouri. Staying sunny and warmer throughout the region on Saturday, with highs in the mid to upper 50s throughout Iowa, the upper 50s and mid 70s throughout Nebraska, the lower 60s and lower 80s throughout Kansas, and the upper 50s and lower 60s throughout Missouri. I'm forecaster Kara Foster.
Average high temperature early April 64, record high on this date 91. The average low 39 and the record low is 14. Sunset this evening 7:57. Sunrise in the morning at 7:01.
Tackling spring cleaning is easier if you're first mentally prepared. Some tips to make the job more manageable today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, April 8th. It is the 98th day of the year, and John Lennon's son Julian was born on this day in 1963. If some post-holiday spring cleaning is on your to-do list, here's some advice to keep the job from seeming too daunting. First, get organized with a checklist. It'll help you mentally prepare and see what tools and cleaning materials you need to gather. A box or tote to carry all your supplies will help avoid unnecessary backtracking. And remember, you don't need specialized cleaning solution for every chore. In varying combinations, white vinegar, baking soda, and ammonia can tackle dozens of cleaning challenges from the kitchen to the bathroom to the windows. There is your Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more seasonal advice at almanac.com.
Spring is hop-hopping along quickly, and Easter will be here soon. Reflections has everything you need to make your spring occasions beautiful. Shop fun and affordable Easter baskets and fillers for all ages. Yummy chocolates and sweet treats, home and garden decor, greeting cards, party supplies, and so much more. There's something for everyone at Reflections Hallmark in downtown Marysville, Kansas. Reflections, so much more than your favorite Hallmark store.
Blue Valley Trailer Sales in Waterville is your authorized Hustler dealer. They offer a full line of residential riding lawnmowers from 42 to 72 inch decks. Manufactured in Heston, Kansas, Hustler mowers are designed to give you unmatched strength and durability, and they're packed with performance features you will appreciate. Look over the complete inventory today of Hustler mowers at Blue Valley Trailer Sales in Waterville and get the riding mower designed to get the job done at a price you can afford.
KNDY.
Hummus Trucking Incorporated knows the guys and girls on the Nemaha Central Thunder Spring sports teams have been working hard to sharpen their skills, and the fans will be showing their pride at all the upcoming events. Hummus Trucking Incorporated in Seneca, commercial trucking and truck and trailer repair. Cook & Company wishes the Nemaha Central Thunder spring sports teams good luck in the upcoming events. From Cook & Company in Seneca, offering one of the widest selections of interior and exterior wood doors in North America, and quality handcrafted cabinetry that will add beauty to every room in your home.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Bobby Witt Jr. searched the crowd for his family before his highly anticipated big league debut Thursday, finally spotting them in a sea of Kansas City Royals fans that had bundled up for a blustery opening day. Witt admitted later, "I don't know if they were even paying attention to me." Well, everyone was paying attention to him by the end. After going hitless in his first three at-bats, Witt roped a double down left field line with two outs in the eighth inning, spurring the Royals to a 3-1 victory over the rechristened Cleveland Guardians. The series resumes on Saturday with Cleveland right-hand pitcher Zach Plesac against Royals right-hand pitcher Brad Keller. Two area collegiate football programs are looking to showcase their talent Saturday in their spring games. Kansas will be hosting their scrimmage Saturday at 1 o'clock. Washburn is also having their spring game Saturday. They'll be at Yeager Stadium with an early morning start time at 9:30 a.m. Admission is free. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Are you looking for a great deal on a pre-owned vehicle but find they're hard to come by? Get to Rusty Eck Ford's Used Car Clearout. Other dealers may not have the selection, but Rusty Eck Ford has over 250 pre-owned vehicles to choose from, with financing as low as 2.9% APR. All makes, all models, all with our guaranteed lowest prices. It's Rusty Eck Ford's Used Car Clearout, with financing as low as 2.9% APR. Looking for a pre-owned Chevy? We got them. How about a Toyota? No problem. Dodge, Nissan, Kia? You name it, we got it. And if we don't, we'll find it for you. Plus, lock in your rate today as low as 2.9% APR before they go any higher. It's Rusty Eck Ford's Used Car Clearout. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEckFord.com. Offers with approved credit for special fees that all qualify. Limited term financing offers cannot be combined with expired months sale.
Jayhawk fans will get yet another reason to continue to celebrate the Kansas men's basketball team and the program's sixth national championship. KU will host a championship parade this Sunday at 2 p.m. The parade route will go south on Mass Street, starting on 6th Street and ending up at 19th. Mass Street will be closed downtown from 3 a.m. to roughly 2 hours after the parade ends. The options seem to be heating up for former Chief Safety Tyrann Mathieu. The free agent safety had a virtual visit with the Philadelphia Eagles this week, according to Ian Rappaport. The NFL insider is also reporting the spot with the Eagles as a prime location for Mathieu to land. It's been a very busy week for the former Chief star. He's also visited with the New Orleans Saints facility during a trip to the city earlier this week. The New Orleans native played for the LSU Tigers from 2010 to 11 before being drafted by Arizona in 2013. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
At Galloway, Wiegers & Brenniger, we're about building relationships one client and one issue at a time. I'm Jason Brenniger, and I invite you to visit with me for any legal services you might have, including probate, estate planning, and trust administration. Advanced planning has countless advantages to your family, including greater control and disposition of your assets and tax issues that might come up. Call for a no-obligation appointment today. Check us out on our Facebook page or at gwblaw.net.
Come in from the cold and make the most of the winter evenings at home. Curl up and stream on. Sign up for Blue Valley Internet or upgrade your internet speed and get a Roku streaming stick 4K on us. Already have the speed you need? Call us to get a 20% discount on Roku streaming stick 4K for your household. Visit bluevalley.net today. Curl up and stream on.
Terms and conditions apply. See store for details.
When your car needs auto body repair, let Dave's Body Shop take it from here. Our techs have the resources and technology to offer fast, quality service and quick turnaround. The workmanship has to meet our high standards before we return your vehicle to you. We are also pleased to offer auto maintenance through R&K service. We have a full-time mechanic to take care of basic oil changes to a complete engine replacement. All your vehicle needs are met with friendly and honest service at Dave's Body Shop and R&K service in Marysville.
Looking for a home run ball. Gets it into Love. KU not fouling. Love fades. Shoots. He misses. He misses. And Kansas will win. It's a banner for Kansas basketball. Your Jayhawks are national champions.
Celebrating your 2022 men's basketball champions, your Kansas Jayhawks, here on KNDY.
Home of the Hawks in Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska, KNDY-FM is 95.5.
Give eggshells and empty egg cartons a second life in your garden. Use them for starting plants from seeds. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Simply fill the individual sections of egg cartons or cleaned eggshells with sterile, well-drained potting or seed starting mix. Plant the seeds, moisten the soil, and place containers in a warm, sunny location or grow them under artificial lights. Separate the paper egg carton cups and slice through the sides and bottom before planting them into larger containers or your garden. And crack the eggshells prior to transplanting seedlings to make it easier for the roots to expand into the surrounding soil. Plant the seedlings in the garden when the weather is right for the plants you've grown and after transplants have been hardened off. Using biodegradable containers reduces transplant shock and helps improve the soil as they decompose. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Vending machines have been around for decades, so doing a show about such a machine seems to be nothing extraordinary. But a trip to this town will find people constantly snapping pictures of Mike's vending machine. It's quite a story, and it's this edition of the American Countryside, brought to you by Verdesian Life Sciences, providing solutions to help you get more of the nutrients you're applying. Visit VLSCI.com to learn more.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Hey y'all, I'm Kelly Clarkson. Every American dreams of creating a better life for his or her family, but in some communities, those dreams face difficult challenges. When we come together to help those in need get the same opportunities as everyone else, we truly are making our country a better place to live for all of us. So look for volunteer opportunities in your community to help others achieve the American dream, all right? This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
Lots of places have vending machines. Very few have one like the one outside Mike's Loans, Herman Wursthaus.
The meat vending machine is something that I first saw in 2016. And when I saw it in 2016, I was at a trade show. And this trade show was in Germany, Frankfurt, Germany.
It was the largest meat trade show in the world, covering 15 football fields in size. Mike decided to purchase one of the meat vending machines when COVID-19 left him shorthanded.
I've had to reduce my store hours. We've been closing at 2 o'clock. And it's not because we're not busy. It's because we're so overly busy, I don't have enough staff to keep my store open 12 hours a day, 7 days a week. So the vending machines get very busy when we're not open.
So what exactly is a meat vending machine? It's exactly like other vending machines you've seen, only there's meat inside instead of candy bars, pop, and chips. It's the only one in the state, and Mike knows of only a few in the entire nation.
The other thing that happens with these vending machines is, I'm pretty sure, I don't know this for sure, but I'm pretty sure they get their picture taken more than the Grand Canyon. Those things get so much entertainment value.
There are plenty of choices for Mike's machine outside his German Wursthaus meat shop.
I got bacon in there, I got bratwurst in there, I got summer sausage in there, I got snack sticks. I've had kraut in there.
The machine is refrigerated, and they are rotating product at least every other day.
So the most popular product is the bacon, and I usually have two or three types of bacon. The bratwurst, I make 45 flavors, but I put out two or three flavors, and I know which ones will sell first.
And you can see the rare machine, or just step inside the store for even more varieties. Traveling the countryside in Herman, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCray.
Arborist is the best person to call when you need tree limbs cut, but some people do it themselves. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Tree saws are tricky, so be safe with them as you're living the country life.
Living the country life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
It's planting season. Race against the clock season.
Mistakes can't happen season. And no one helps you face it all like John Deere. Putting technology in your hands that gets you in and out of the field faster. That makes your spacing and depth more accurate. And that gives you the confidence that this season will be your best season. See what you have to gain at johndeere.com/gainground.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
And I occasionally trim up our trees, but we don't go up on a ladder to do it. If the branches are too high to reach from the ground, we call an arborist. Many homeowners suffer too many injuries and even fatalities from falling off a ladder or trying to manage heavy limbs as they're cutting them. Scott Proffitt is the Corporate Safety Director at the F.A. Bartlett Tree Expert Company. He says professionals have special equipment that attaches them to the tree to prevent falling. If you insist on cutting a limb yourself, use a saw that allows you to stay on the ground.
They have power saws, which are chainsaws on the end of a long pole, and you can make cuts from the ground that way. There's also pole saws that you can get in many heights, some over 20 feet, so you can stay planted firmly on the ground with that. The risk in making cuts from the ground with an extended pole saw is that be cautious to not let the limb fall down on top of you.
Make sure you know the tool that you're using. If the saw has not been properly sharpened or maintained, it'll force you to use too much pressure, causing you to lose control. The cuts you make could also cause the branch to come back and hit you, or swing down and knock the ladder out from under you. Proffitt says anytime you're in a tree, get the right safety equipment to hold you there.
There are arborist harnesses that are specifically designed to sit in, and there's arborist ropes and specific knots and hitches that can be tied so that you can be secured in the tree and be able to get in a good position to make cuts, and that also reduces your chances of falling.
Proffitt says incorrect use of a saw could also damage the tree, opening it up to microorganisms and decay. Learn more about safely cutting tree limbs and proper use of chainsaws at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Step down from the train, and there to meet me is my mama and papa. Down the road I look, and there runs Mary, hair of gold and lips like cherries. It's good to touch. Touch the green, green grass of home. The old house is still standing, though the paint is cracked and dry. And there's that old, old tree that I used to play on. Down the around me at four gray walls
that surround me. And I realize, yes, I was only dreaming. For there's a God, and there's a sad old portrait. On and on, we'll walk at daybreak. Again, I'll touch the green, green grass of home. Yes, they'll all come to see me in the shade of that old oak tree as they lay me neath the green.
I'm fascinated watching virtual painting tutorials. But even if the instructor gives detailed instructions, if you get off track, your painting won't turn out as well as you'd hoped. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. You know, sometimes it's easy to get off track with our financial budgets. Whether you had an unexpected bill come up, or maybe you overspent during an online sale, it can be easy to get off track. One way to ensure you stay disciplined with your finances is to list out your needs and your wants and your wishes. Your needs could include things like your mortgage, your car payments, and groceries. Your wants could be anything from paying off your student loans early to buying a new patio set. And your wishes, well, that could be wanting to retire early so you can care for your grandchildren. And just like following along to the instructor's directions at the beginning of a paint class, be sure to follow your budget. If you get off track, pick things back up. When you prioritize sticking to a budget, you can achieve more financial clarity and live a life of meaning.
Long-term care and assisted living options are yours at Cambridge Place in Marysville. Residents and loved ones are assured quality health care services in a welcoming, home-like, safe, and secure environment. Licensed and professional nurses and staff are on site 24 hours each day and can offer skilled nursing and rehabilitation services, memory care, as well as day services and respite care. Cambridge Place in Marysville serves residents and families with progressive care and a clean, comfortable setting. Plan a visit or learn more online at Cambridge Place SeniorCare.com.
Kansas researchers want to know if grain sorghum offers an advantage in producing ethanol. Details ahead on Farm to Fork.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
O'Reilly Auto Parts knows a farmer's work is never done. We carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts, hydraulic couplings and fluid, fuel transfer pumps, filters, and more. Select stores also make custom hydraulic hoses. To learn more, go to O'ReillyAuto.com and type farm into the search bar. Shop online or in-store at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811. Call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com.
April is National Safe Digging Month, and One Oak wants to remind you once again about the need to call or click 811 before you dig. You'll prevent injuries, property damage, and potential utility outages. Again, this reminder is from One Oak. Ever hear the term carbon intensity? It's a value assigned to a particular fuel, taking into account the carbon footprint of everything that went into creating the fuel. In this case, Kansas State University environmental quality agronomist Peter Tomlinson is involved in a project looking at grain sorghum.
The goal of this project is to collect crop production data at the farm level to understand what all the inputs are, as well as the carbon stocks in the soil and the greenhouse gas emissions that come out of sorghum production.
The idea, says Tomlinson, is finding out how sorghum stacks up as an ethanol feedstock.
Certainly on the horizon, the ethanol industry will be looking at the carbon intensity score at the farm level. And so having regionally appropriate data is critical to our grain sorghum producers in the southern and central plains.
Tomlinson says the ethanol industry wants more information about the feedstocks used.
The carbon intensity value is really critical for grain sorghum producers when they go to market that grain sorghum into the ethanol market.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
When others say no, we say yes at Twin Rivers Used Megastore. No empty lots or excuses. Twin Rivers has over 130 quality used cars and trucks on inventory and ready for your test drive today. Check out the full stock on the lot or online at twinriv.com. Open after 5 and Saturdays for your convenience or anytime by appointment. Good credit, bad credit, no problem. With 3 finance specialists on hand to get you moving in the quality used or new car or truck you want today. See Twin Rivers Used Megastore, West Court Street in Beatrice.
KNDY.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network community. Hoosier, well, the engines in today's farm equipment are more powerful and efficient than ever before, as Troy Schar is the regional parts and service manager with Case IH, and he talks about what producers should look for in high-quality oil to protect their machinery.
Your oil really needs to keep up with the new technologies. The best oils are those that can handle the high temperatures and pressures and give you the performance that is demanded in our modern agricultural equipment. That means finding an oil that has demonstrated resistance to thermal breakdown, especially under high temperatures and pressures. And if you live in an area that has harsh winters, you need excellent cold weather starting as well. To get a little technical, I'll just say you need an oil that offers strong protection against oxidation and has good aeration control. This agricultural equipment today is constantly running in these heavy-duty conditions for extended service intervals. So look for an oil that's been tested in lab conditions and under load in extreme field testing and has shown good results.
He goes on to talk about what growers should know in order to choose the right oil for their equipment.
Anyone can go and find a range of this or that tool at the hardware store, right? But the well-made tools are the ones that have hardy components. And so when you're looking at a high quality filter, you really want us to take special note of the design, the spring, the media inside, the seal, the baffle. Look for canisters that are smooth around the ends and corners, not sharp. And the reason for that is when you have those sharp edges and wrench flats and so on, that's where the pressure builds up and that's where these things can crack. Look for filters that have heavy gauge wire used in their springs. This offers more stability, prevents rocking. A filter that has a highly designed synthetic high-capacity media offers a much better performance.
That again was Troy Schar with Case IH. Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier.
Has this crazy car market driven you mad? Midwest Kia is here to help during our Mega March sales event. We're out to sell 100 new Kias, and all at our absolute lowest prices. Yes, Midwest Kia now has the inventory to sell 100 new Kias during our Mega March sales event. And we're doing it with new car inventory arriving daily, exceptional value, transparent pricing, and, as always, with Kia's market-leading 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Reserve one in your name today with our simple and transparent reservation process. This March, let Midwest Kia help you navigate the market madness with a better way to buy. It's all part of selling 100 new Kias during our Mega March sales event. We now have the inventory to say we can do it. Visit Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com for a simple, transparent, and fast car buying experience. And you'll see why people are singing,
we want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Warranties are limited powertrain.
Now, Kia salutes the Pawnee City and all area FFA chapters for providing guidance in the many and varied careers in the agricultural industry, and is proud of the extraordinary and dedicated young men and women. Good luck at the state convention from Alfea in Pawnee City, the number one leader in pet food manufacturing.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Well, the latest book from Feeding Minds Press offers kids a story on how to grow their own strawberries. Michael Clement shares more about the book that's released this week.
I Love Strawberries is the newest title from Feeding Minds Press, the American Farm Bureau Foundation for Agriculture's publishing venture. Author Shannon Anderson says the book offers a child's perspective on growing strawberries.
I Love Strawberries is a book of determination, for one. The main character, Jo Lee, she loves strawberries, and she really wants to be able to have her own strawberry patch in her own yard to be able to harvest strawberries in the summertime, and she has to convince her parents that she's responsible enough to do that. So throughout the story, you see her trying to problem solve and figure out this way to get to her goal of growing her own strawberries.
Anderson says the book helps children understand the hard work and dedication it takes to get food from the field to the table.
I just think that sometimes we take for granted. We go to the grocery store and we get some food and we don't even think about all of the work that goes into getting that food from the ground to the marketplace to then our plates. And I think it's important for kids to understand that, to have an appreciation for the work that goes into it, and also just kids need to know where things come from.
She says the book fits within the mission of Feeding Minds Press, teaching children about agriculture.
It's wonderful to be able to work with them on this book because through the book, you get to see the whole life cycle of the strawberry plants. And so kids that pick up this book will get to learn all about how strawberries grow. And I just think that that's a great way for them to get a start in gardening and learning about farming.
Learn more and order I Love Strawberries at feedingmindspress.com. Michael Clements, Washington.
That's an Ag Business Update. From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers.
For concrete, call Marysville Ready Mix. Marysville Ready Mix has rebar and fill sand available and can refer you to several contractors who do concrete work. At Marysville Ready Mix, they'll help you figure the amount of concrete you'll need. Marysville Ready Mix has patio blocks, splash blocks, and parking blocks. Call on Marysville Ready Mix for concrete, 562-3418. From Blue Rapids or Summerfield, call collect, 562-3418.
Animal disease traceability is critical for ensuring a rapid response to an outbreak. Here's what producers need to know on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
This is Stormy Fields with your weather forecast. Today calls for a high of 68 degrees with sunny skies and not a cloud in sight.
Planting windows can close fast, so when you need both speed and accuracy, choose John Deere. Our ExactEmerge planters and precision ag technologies give you precise seed placement for uniform emergence and the efficiency you need to gain ground. See what you have to gain at johndeere.com/gainground.
With Farmers Business Network, there's no need to compromise on your seed decisions. Shop FBN Direct for true quality seed that won't eat into your bottom line. Head to FBN.com/plant for seed guides. And get the lowdown on our full selection of corn, soybeans, sorghum, and more. Quality seed. Honest prices. No compromise. That's what you'll get with Farmers Business Network and FBN Direct. Visit FBN.com/plant.
If African swine fever or other foreign animal disease makes it into the United States, officials need to respond quickly to contain it, know where it came from, and prevent it from spreading. Protocols in place by livestock producers will make tracing an outbreak much faster. Amanda Chipman is an extension swine specialist at Iowa State University. She says if you haven't already, request a premises identification number, or PIN, from your state agriculture department. It's a unique code that allows animal health officials to precisely identify where animals are located in the event of an animal health or food safety emergency.
They have your contact information, so if you're within a control area, they can notify you quicker, hopefully. It's also required for movement permits, and so you don't want to slow down the process of getting movement permits by having to take resources, you know, people's time in order to get you a premises identification number during an outbreak.
How fast could you prove you're not connected to an infected site? Or if your farm is infected, show where it may have come from. Keep good records of everything that moves on and off your site, not just pigs and people.
They're going to want to know supplies and vehicles as well, have the source and destination pin on all of those movement records, and then computerization of those records is really important. It just seems like that could be a big bottleneck if your records were not easily downloaded.
I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about animal disease traceability standards at agriculture.com.
When you're working cattle, make it easier by getting everything you need at Valley Vet in Marysville. For vaccinating calves, Valley Vet's combination shots save time and stress on the calf. Valley Vet knows the importance of nutrition and cattle health. That's why they carry Cargill's Right Now Weatherized Performance Mineral at a low price. Put that mineral in a feeder with a fly killer cover and cut down on your pink eye problems. Let the staff at Valley Vet's retail store help prepare you for pasture season. Valley Vet in Marysville.
Valley Vet Supply.
Third Road Ag Sales have concept by AgriTech. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hay producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network Community. Hoosier going through a Friday today. Market's wrapping up here in just a little bit. We have still mostly higher numbers in the grain markets across the board. Corn, wheat, soybeans all doing well. Livestock, they've been higher through most of the day today. We're seeing a lot of red pop up here towards the end. We'll see how we close in just a little bit. In the grain market, though, corn is starting to pick up some pace again before the close, with May corn up 11 cents right now at 7.68¾. July corn also up by 10 and a quarter at 7.60½. Wheat market not doing bad here. May KC wheat's up 29 cents right now at 10.99¾, with the July up 30 cents at 11.03¼. In the bean market, May soybeans are up 36¾ right now at 16.82¼. The meal for May is up $5.70 at 4.65.90, and soybean oil in the green by $1.90 at 74.92. Cotton market still kind of mixed on the board right now. May cotton's down 54 cents at 132.66. July unchanged currently, sitting at 131.40. So not a lot of movement there. Some decent gains in the oats market as well, with May oats sitting up 23¼ at 7.90½. In the livestock market, we're seeing things kind of reverse course here right towards the end. We'll see if they rebound by the end. But April live cattle down 27 cents now at 137.72. The June also down by 42 cents at 133.67. Mixed in the feeder cattle, with April up by 17 cents at 156.57. The May in the red by 47 cents at 159 even. Lean hogs are mixed with some green on the later futures. Some of the early futures here, though, mostly lower, as April lean hogs are down 35 cents at 98¾. The May lean hogs also down by 30 cents at 108.02. U.S. dollar index, they've been having a run throughout most of this week, with June index up 11 cents right now at 99.87. We have 30-year bonds for June down 1.5 points at 143.30. 10-year notes down at 120.
Are you looking for a great deal on a pre-owned vehicle but find they're hard to come by? Get to Rusty Eck Ford's used car clear out. Other dealers may not have the selection, but Rusty Eck Ford has over 250 pre-owned vehicles to choose from, with financing as low as 2.9% APR. All makes, all models, all with our guaranteed lowest prices. It's Rusty Eck Ford's used car clear out, with financing as low as 2.9% APR. Looking for a pre-owned Chevy? We got them. How about a Toyota? No problem. Dodge, Nissan, Kia? You name it, we've got it. And if we don't, we'll find it for you. Plus, lock in your rate today as low as 2.9% APR before they go any higher. It's Rusty Eck Ford's used car clear out. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEckFord.com. Offers with approved credit plus tax and fees not all qualify. Limited term financing. Offers cannot be combined with expired months sale.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
KNDY.
You're in for a swinging good time at the Marshall County Canteen Big Band Swing and Dance, Friday, April 8th at Venue 36 in Marysville. The Marshall County Community Band sets the mood at 6:30 p.m. Local ballroom dancers will offer lessons at 7, and the Presidio Brass from San Diego joins the community band on center stage at 7:30. Come dressed to impress. Tickets are $10, and a limited number are available at MCAC's Facebook page and all three CJ Express locations.
Full-time legends of country music. From KMDY Marysville, AM 1570 and FM 94.1. Now, ABC News.